Acts chapter 18. Paul founds the church of Corinth and preaches at Ephesus and in other places. Apollo goes to Corinth. After these things, departing from Athens, he came to Corinth. And finding a certain Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, lately come from Italy with Priscilla his wife, because that Claudius had commanded all Jews to depart from Rome, he came to them. And because he was of the same trade, he remained with them and wrought. Now they were tent makers by trade. And he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath, bringing in the name of the Lord Jesus, and he persuaded the Jews and the Greeks. And when Silas and Timothy were come from Macedonia, Paul was earnest in preaching, testifying to the Jews that Jesus is the Christ. But they gainsaying and blaspheming, he shook his garments and said to them, "Your blood be upon your own heads, I am clean. From henceforth I will go unto the Gentiles." And departing thence, he entered into the house of a certain man named Titus Justus, one that worshipped God, whose house was adjoining to the synagogue. And Crispus, the ruler of the synagogue, believed in the Lord with all his house, and many of the Corinthians, hearing, believed and were baptized. And the Lord said to Paul in the night by a vision, "Do not fear, but speak, and hold not thy peace, because I am with thee, and no man shall set upon thee to hurt thee, for I have much people in this city." And he stayed there a year and 6 months, teaching among them the word of God. But when Gallio was proconsul of Achaia, the Jews with one accord rose up against Paul and brought him to the judgment seat, saying, "This man persuadeth men to worship God contrary to the law." And when Paul was beginning to open his mouth, Gallio said to the Jews, "If it were some matter of injustice or a heinous deed, O Jews, I should with reason bear with you. But if they be questions of word and names and of your law, look you to it. I will not be judge of such things." And he drove them from the judgment seat. And all laying hold on Sosthenes, the ruler of the synagogue, beat him before the judgment seat, and Gallio cared for none of those things. But Paul, when he had stayed yet many days, taking his leave of the brethren, sailed thence into Syria, and with him Priscilla and Aquila, having shorn his head in Cenchrea, for he had a vow. And he came to Ephesus, and left them there, but he himself, entering into the synagogue, disputed with the Jews. And when they desired him that he would tarry a longer time, he consented not. But taking his leave and saying, "I will return to you again, God willing," he departed from Ephesus. And going down to Caesarea, he went up to Jerusalem, and saluted the church, and so came down to Antioch. And after he had spent some time there, he departed and went through the country of Galatia and Phrygia in order, confirming all the disciples. Now a certain Jew named Apollo, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man, came to Ephesus, one mighty in the Scriptures. This man was instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in spirit, spoke and taught diligently the things that are of Jesus, knowing only the baptism of John. This man therefore began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom when Priscilla and Aquila had heard, they took him to them and expounded to him the way of the Lord more diligently. And whereas he was desirous to go to Achaia, the brethren exhorting wrote to the disciples to receive him, who, when he was come, helped them much who had believed. For with much vigor he convinced the Jews openly, showing by the Scriptures that Jesus is the Christ.